idea. And I think once we get that, we'll get a lot more traction, and there'll be a lot more people that'll be interested in helping us move the site in the third place.
Is there a time frame on your welcome center?
Well, I'd like to get it under roof by the end of this year. I think we're going to be able to, if nothing else, get it under roof by the end of the year. The finishing on the inside of it is probably going to take into the following year, and hopefully if we get the roof on it, we'll be able to work during the winter months inside and get that set up. But that's kind of my goal for right now. We're currently working on, we did get a well drilled, and a commercial grade well that we got permitted for by Missouri Department of
Natural Resources.
Natural Resources, yeah, DNR, sorry. And we're currently in the process of getting a small well house together to where we can get the pressure tanks and stuff in it. And then at that point, it's located in the center of this property. So if we take lines from that well directly across the parking lot and get our septic permit as well for the larger building, we can lay the building in right here and be able to have the basic parts of it, I think, completed by the end of the year.
Any other questions?
Sounds ambitious.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, it was. I'm sure there were a lot of people that thought we were dead for about 10 years when we had permission to do it, and then it didn't seem like much was going on. So
I think it's your dad that came in. I surveyed that for him years ago, and we talked about the process.
Yeah. It's interesting. The family homestead is 2 miles down this road.
Yeah.
On it, so.
So, Mr. Holman, to answer some questions you might be shaking your head thinking about, as far as approval on a project like this, like wastewater access, different things you might be thinking about, if you need to consider those, you could have him present some kind of plan. Those will be caught during the construction permit part of it. He won't be able to get that construction permit until he gets those. So even though you approve it for that, you know, it depends on your comfort level of a location and a project,
right,
what you need to know.
Right.
So you have the ability to ask those, but the permit part of the wastewater and anything else, the impervious surface and everything else would come into play with the building permit
later.
Yeah, later. And then I've got one more thing that I haven't discussed with Mr. Brown. He made application 2-9, but since we've been working on this code amendment since then, I have not had a chance to meet with him. But you actually, we have the traditional zoning coming, and if you saw what was proposed, your timeline's exactly the same, but I want to be full disclosure that you could come to one of our township meetings and pull this parcel up and present it to this planning commission as you feel like this really should be zoned the C1. They would have to take that in consideration. The difference is April the 12th, they will look at these parcels that people feel like are not zoned correctly or feel like they need to be a different zoning to fit the location. And then it will go on to the county commission the following week, barring any kind of pushouts on their date, which they would make the final decision on the zoning maps, which would include this change of this from A1 to C1.
Okay, if, what is A1 and what are C1?
A1 is agricultural.
Okay.
C1 is a general commercial that the tower and the museum would fit under.
Okay. This 13 acres, what is it currently
zoned? What it says
here. C1's. You're A1 now with the current
agriculture. Yeah, the C1's neighborhood commercial.
C2. Oh, that's right, neighborhood commercial, and C2's the general.
Yeah.
Okay, so C1 is neighborhood commercial, and C2 is the general commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the county's thought process on? What?
We are currently working through that with up to two meetings a week. and we're going to go over some of it tonight to look at. Your timeline, pretty much, but I just wanted to be full disclosure that that option is out there. If you go through the meeting and you have approval, then that approval Division 3 will sit there, and we will zone that according to that approval and send that map to the county commission.
Okay. I'm not sure I understand what that means, but, you know.
Why don't we meet one day this week,
okay,
and I can explain it more in depth and pull out maps and then pull out the code text and let you look at it.
Okay. That sounds great. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
All right. The meeting will be April 12th will be the public hearing date.
Okay.
There's no other questions, so appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
So if we approve him next month, that's basically going to go green anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look at that, whether the green, because the more I learn about these, whether it needs to be C1 or C2, because we currently have his, it's just the museum and shop with the cross that sits on it, as C1. That's what the pink is. Pink is C1.
I thought it was Knight and Rentals.
Well, Knight and Rentals. That's the Little Heroes Park north of it.
Okay.
You need me to pull that map up again?
No, no, okay. I just don't need to be colorblind.
It's hard to tell.
Well, on the big maps, it's not as hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what he's got there with the cross on it, C1 right now, is that what you're telling me?
Correct. That's not the draft zoning.
So if I understood what you said to him was, is he can wait and come back?
Well, his timeline's the same. His next meeting's April the 12th.
Or he'd come to a township meeting and say, I really think this should be this.
Correct.
And then it would have to be considered that way.
Correct. And it's the same timeline. So he's the one application that fell in the, well, and if we get any other applications, they'll have a choice to come through the old guidance code, which then their meetings are going to fall in May after the new one, which potentially means if they have a parcel that's approved for something that's A1, it's, we can't change the zoning. They're still going to have to rezone that parcel. Even though they'd have a Division 3 approval, once the county commission adopts the map, they'd have to go through the rezoning process. So I fully expect most projects like this, after his application, will wait until after that April 19th. Well, they'll vote, we won't adopt it, but they'll approve it as presented with amendments and text amendments and present it to the county commission for approval would be the plan. And then we'll have a meeting the following week, public hearing, and go through it with you guys, show you the amendments. And then they vote to approve it and we're on to the new code. On the chairman.
Yep.
Moving on down the agenda.
We are to old and new business discussion of code amendments.
I've got quite a few items under there. We'll basically
look at stuff till I lose your attention, and you guys are ready to go.
I'm ready.
Not yet, Dave. So these that we handed out to you that start off, these are the actual people that came to the Branson Township meeting that had parcels that felt like they needed to be assigned a different zoning district than our draft. So I just wanted to, we're just going to review and look at these. If there's any conversation, you guys can talk about it tonight. But I wanted to point out, let's go to the 507 Canyon Boulevard. It's the property address is 1491 Clevenger Cove. So if everybody would grab that one. So if you open it up, your first page is zoomed in. This is down Emerald Point at the end. So
which one?
The light yellow is R1. Does everybody have it? It's the one that...
Oh, okay. Where it says Clevenger Cove.
That's the one.
So look at our zoning map.
Let's say in the front.
1491 Clevenger Cove, down in the property address.
I kept looking at the mailing address.
Yeah. It's the William Oliver Trust.
Oh, he doesn't.
Yeah, he got a double of one.
Something he has going blind.
Maybe.
There you go.
Yeah?
No, that's fine.
All right. So if you look at that parcel that's highlighted in white, it's at the end of Emerald Point. So your purple to the west of it is NR3. That's all Westgate Nightly Rental. The hatched yellow that's somewhat northwest is R2, I believe. I don't have the chart in front of me. I know those are duplexes and triplexes.
R2 or R3?
I think it's R2. It might be R3. Those might be
R3.
R3. Okay, so it's R3, yellow hatch.
Multifamily.
They can build more than... Those are like triplexes and different things. The green to the north is C2. That's an outdoor and indoor storage. It's just storage units. Some of them are on there, but the gentleman is planning to build quite a few more. Of course, to the east is all at the end of Big Bear. Can't think of the name of the subdivision. I think it's Clevenger Cove, maybe. But those are just all R1. And then the rest of Emerald Point is R1. So I think in his zoning request, he's asking for, instead of R1 or A1, to be zoned
NR3,
which gives him the ability, which matches the Westgate. So we have to look at that and say, does that fit in that location? Are you guys comfortable with presenting that to the county commission with this change in the zoning draft map without a public hearing, which you'll have to decide on all these? Do you need to wait until after? Some of these probably are going to look like it might work and some of them might not, but this is you guys' decision that we'll bring to you April the 12th. We'll probably accumulate quite a few of these from our phone calls today.
How is he going to access this property?
There's an access from the end of the roundabout between the R3 and the NR3.
Okay.
From the west. That is where their access comes in.
Does he own any of the adjacent properties?